Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 13th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Hilary. If you think that the Church is beset by theological controversy these days, be glad you didn't live in the 4th century. The Christological disputes of those days were not just a disagreement between bishops and theologians. No, the answer to the question, "Who is Jesus Christ?" was sought after by everyone, from the most powerful bishop to the lowliest Christian laborer. There were even riots and dock strikes in some cities, as part of advocating for one position or another. Our rather polite finger-pointing and leaflet campaigns have nothing on that time. One of the leaders of the Orthodox position was Hilary, the Bishop of Poitiers. He was, by all accounts, a tremendous orator and theologian, not to mention a poet. Everyone spoke well of him. His contemporaries, Augustine and Jerome, who rarely agreed on anything, both praised Hilary. Jerome, in fact, called him the trumpet of the Latins against the Arians. Given that, you can probably imagine that the emperor expected Hilary's quick cooperation when he insisted that all the bishops sign a document condemning the Arians, or else be exiled in punishment. But Hilary would not sign, and as promised, the emperor exiled him from his see. For 3 years, Hilary lived in exile, writing one of his most influential books, On the Trinity. But that didn't mean he agreed with the Arians. When he was invited to a convention of semi-Arians, he accepted their invitation, but spent all his time vigorously arguing the Orthodox position. They must have been so surprised. Hilary would have been happy with the selection from 1 John appointed for today. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. He never retreated from his well-thought-out and deeply believed ideas about the Trinity. But then, why wouldn't he sign the condemnation of his opponents? Why did he endure exile rather than criticize the very people he was so quick to debate? Well, it is in this seeming paradox that Hilary's true sainthood resides. He wouldn't sign because it is not the place of a Christian to condemn another for any reason. We are called to seek after the truth of God and to defend it with our whole mind and heart and soul. But to condemn is something that belongs only to God. Hilary could not and would not do that. Oh, how our church would be a better place today if we learned that lesson from the life of Blessed Hilary. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, you raised up your servant Hilary to be a champion of the Catholic faith. Keep us steadfast in that true faith which we professed at our baptism, that we may rejoice in having you for our Father, and may abide in your Son, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on January 17th at stjeromeschapel.org. for the Feast of Blessed Antony of Egypt. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.